The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on the South Gym. 106.3 FM, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM's Jeff Downey.
Welcome back to game two of our coverage on this Tuesday, and again, we are broadcasting here at Wells Fargo Arena. Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson, and again, thanks to Brent as he had the first game today. An excellent win for Iowa City Regina as they move into the semifinals. They will be facing Unity Christian. We move into Class 3A at this time as top-ranked Pocahontas area at 24-0 will be facing our local Mount Vernon team, come in with a record of 16-8. Glad to be with you again today. As we continue our coverage, seven area teams in action. And again, Mount Vernon has drew the top seed as they will be facing Pocahontas area, a team that is big, they are fast, they average 80 points a game. And this is going to be a team that Mount Vernon's got their hands full. But you know what? If you're going to be the best, you got to play the best. And Mount Vernon, we'll see how they do against this team that really has just all cylinders going. We'll see if we can slow them down just a bit to make it a good game.
Well, it's a little tough when the draws come out and you draw the number one team, and if they're undefeated, you know, that's difficult because, you know, you want the state experience to last more than one game. But you got to get past that, and then you got to start, you know, okay, let's get to the blackboard. Let's watch film, and let's get in practice, and let's try to figure out what we need to do to try to come out on top. One of the things I was thinking about today, I used to, when I was a coach years ago in the East Iowa Hawkeye Conference, you know, you're looking at all the teams from that old conference that are here, state tournament, Regina, Mount Vernon, Mid Prairies here, West Branch was here, you know, that was a wonderful conference, and obviously over time conferences change and sizes of schools change. Yeah. and things from that standpoint. But like you said, seven area schools represented here at the state basketball tournament.
Absolutely. So, you hopefully that Mount Vernon, the Mustangs, will come out knowing that they have eight losses on the season. We're the number eight seed. We don't have anything to lose. We're not supposed to beat Pocahontas. They're the top team. So let's just play, have a great time, and let's see if we can match up with this team and really give them a good game and see if we can come down to the end of it.
And one thing that Mount Vernon does have, Coach Dennis Roloff. I guess, again, I had not seen Mount Vernon, had not kept track of Coach Roloff. Again, a longtime coach in Cedar Rapids at Kennedy, and back in it again at Mount Vernon. And you know, Dennis has a lot of experience, state tournament experience. Yep. If you remember Ann O'Neill back a number of years ago, and then the fine teams that Kennedy had. So, you know, they have a very good coach who's seen about everything, and that obviously gives Mount Vernon, I think, a fighting chance to have that kind of coaching experience on their bench.
Well, who is Mount Vernon playing? They're playing Pocahontas area, the top team in the state in Class 3A. And why is that? Well, they're led by the junior, their guard, Ellie Ruffridge. She is 5'4". She averages 29 points a game. She is committed to Missouri State to play college ball. She's just committed because she's only a junior. She can't sign yet. But again, Ellie is the leader as, again, 29 points per game. Also, down low is Autumn Rodig. She stands at 6 foot even. She's a senior. She's averaging about 5 points a game and averaging nearly 6 rebounds a game. Then coming off the bench is Janie Brinkman, the senior, and she stands at 6'1", and she's giving him another 3 points as well. You've got four other five starters that are averaging double-digit figures in points. So, therefore, it's a team that really is just putting up points left and right. Like I mentioned, 80 points per game is what they're averaging. And it's a big team, 6 foot, 5'9", 5'8", 5'8". It's a good-sized team. And, again, Ellie is standing at 5'4". So, it's a matchup that really Mount Vernon is probably going to have a little bit of trouble with as far as the height, because we're standing at 5'10", then 5'5", 5'5", and 5'5".
Well, that's where, when I looked at the heights, just comparison across the score sheet, you looked, it was literally 2 to 3 inches per player almost. Yeah. So, again, you know, a lot of times you hope that then, you know, maybe quickness would be the difference there, and we'll have to see how that unfolds. But, you know, again, you're trying to put your head around 29 points a ball game.
I know it.
You know, and things from that at 5'4". So, again, I can't wait to see it. I'll be curious to watch the mixture of, you know, again, you know, is it outside jump shots, 3-point shots? Is it penetration? Is it set plays? You know, to average that first. It's one thing to have a couple ball games during the course of a season. Yeah. You know, Mary Crompton just had a huge ball game. But to do that night in, night out, that's pretty incredible.
You got to think it's going to be from the outside shooting since they're standing pretty tall inside. Yep, so she's probably hitting from the outside quite a bit. Let's go ahead and look at our – go ahead.
Well, like you mentioned, though, you know, we talked about in the last game, you know, Manson had the quote-unquote big three, but they were averaging like between 12 and 15 a game. And and here you have the 28.5 average, but then you have a 12.5, a 10.5, and a 10.3, you know. So, you know, for some schools, those three kids would be kind of, okay, here's three kids averaging in double figures, and they'd be the leaders of those teams potentially. But then with Pocahontas, you throw in the 28, 29 point per game that Ruffridge scores, and that's just hard to wrap your mind around. So, like I say, I'm really excited to see her play.
Let's talk about one of the star players for our local Mount Vernon team, the Mustangs. That's Caitlin Valesky, the center, standing at 5'10". She's averaging over 16, close to 17 points a game. She's had an outstanding season as well. Well, also the, 10 rebounds.
Yeah,
10
leading
well.
Rebounder at 10.1 per game. And, you know, I think she's going to have to really step up and have a big game for Mount Vernon to hang in there. And it's like anything else, you know, you always hope that a couple players step up, maybe have that, I don't want to say game of their life or anything like that, but, you know, maybe a better game statistically than they sometimes have in the past. And maybe, you know, maybe someone off the bench step up. You know, you look at their bench scoring and, you know, the leading player off the bench only averages about 3.7 points per game. So again, it's hard to say where those other points might come from. But anything else, you got to, you know, if you don't have a lot of scoring from the bench, you got to try to do everything you can to stay out of foul trouble too, to keep your key players on the floor.
And they earned their way to come here to state tournament. It's not like they just got the draw. They earned their way here, and they deserve to be here. So again, Mount Vernon facing top-ranked Pocahontas area Indians. The Indians are 24-0. Mount Vernon Mustangs are 16-8. Let's look at the starting lineup for today's game. First of all, for the Mustangs. And the starting lineup, first of all, again, for the Mustangs, the junior guard. Standing at 5'5", is number 11, Haley Corkin, averaging about 5 points per game. Also for the Mustangs, another guard, a junior, number 21, is Libby Ryan. She stands at 5'6", averaging 6.5 points per game. Jackie Murray is a senior, also a guard, wears number 25. She stands at 5'5", averaging nearly 8 points per game. Kristen Elliott, the sophomore guard, standing at 5'5". She wears number 33 and averaging just over 7 points a game. And down low, the starting center, a junior, number 53, Caitlin Valesky, stands at 5'10", averaging 16 points and 10 rebounds per game. The head coach for the Mustangs, Coach Dennis Roloff, again coming in with a record of 16-8. On the season, shooting about 44% from the field, 68% from the free throw line, 33% from three-point range, and averaging 56 points per game. On the other side, for Pocahontas area, the Indians at 24-0. Starting lineup is number 3, Faith Meyer. She is a junior, stands at 5'8", averaging 12.5 points per game. Also, junior number 4, Peyton Gerlid. She is standing at 5'8", averaging 10.5 points per game. Also for Pocahontas area, number 5, the junior, Ellie Ruffridge, at 5'4", averaging nearly 29 points per game. Number 10 is Grace Meyer, also a junior, standing at 5'9", averaging 10 points a game. And number 14 is Anna Marodic, a senior, standing 6 foot tall. She is the center and averaging 5 points and 6 rebounds per game. Head coach is Robert Maskey. And for Pocahontas, they are shooting 49% from the field, 73% from free throw line, 38% from three-point area, and 80 points per game for the Indians.
Well, that 80 points, you don't see many high school girls basketball teams averaging 80 points again. And obviously, it speaks to talent. It's kind of interesting if you look at the two starting lineups, only two seniors total in the one for each side. So, again, these are teams that most of their talent will be returning next year. So, again, you know, obviously you want to do it now, but with all that talent coming back, we might see both these teams back here next year.
Absolutely. Looking at both teams again for Mount Vernon, one senior is starting and one senior for Pocahontas as well. So they're starting four juniors and a senior, and the Mustangs, three juniors, a senior, and a sophomore. So, yeah, they're looking at
young basketball
through this tournament
teams,
and even next year as well.
Yep.
All righty. Let's see. All the players are being introduced.
It's one of the nice things they do at the state tournament. They introduce both benches. They line them up and have them step out. They get to wave to their families and friends in the crowd. And so it's a nice chance to have that moment in the spotlight.
We just tuned in. Iowa City Regina, winner earlier today, 59-47 over Manson Northwest Webster. They will move into the semifinals against Unity Christian. That game will be at 3:15 on Thursday afternoon. The other semifinal is top-ranked Western Christian to face Okoboji, as they defeated the Pekin Panthers 48-44. So Western Christian, Okoboji, Unity Christian, and Iowa City Regina are your final four. And also that took place yesterday in Class 1A, Turkey Valley over Mount Air, 55-51. Burlington Notre Dame came from behind to defeat Key, 56-44. Springville defeated Kingsley Pearson, 60-53. Newell Fonda over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 53-42. So the local teams back in action again on Thursday. Springville will face Newell Fonda Thursday morning at 11:45. And then again, Iowa City Regina will face Unity Christian in Class 2A at 3:15 again on Thursday afternoon. This is the first game for Class 3A. Class 3A will take place all day today. And let's see, I believe we even go into Class 4A later on tonight as well, as there'll be two games tonight for Class 4A. The national anthem was already took place for the first game, so we continue on.
But you got to love the state tournament because, you know, no TV timeouts here in these early games, and they go quickly that first game in just a little over an hour. So again, you love the pace of the game and the lack of interruptions, and it was a lot of fun to watch. And again, congratulations to Regina. Now Mount Vernon takes center stage.
One thing also, as the earlier game went almost, it was done earlier than normal.
Yep. So they had
to hold the teams.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Being the first game, they let the kids on the floor a little earlier, almost a half hour before tip-off, and allowed them to go through warm-ups and stuff, where after the game start, they just put, it's only 15 minutes on the clock. So kind of interesting that for that early morning game, and maybe it's because it is an early morning game, they choose to give the kids a little extra time to get their bodies ready to get, you know, kids aren't used to playing the early morning or early afternoon games. They're used to the nighttime games.
Sorry, we're underway, and the ball goes out of bounds. And they're going to say it was tipped out of bounds by the Indians. So Mustangs will get the ball first. Take it out of bounds right in front of us. Sorry, we're underway with the Mustangs and the Indians. Class 3A, the ball goes out of bounds again. Only a foul is called already. We got one foul with only 8 seconds into the game. And number four will be called against Peyton Jurlid. That'll be her first foul. First foul of the ball game. Mustangs with the ball. Just underway if you just tuned in. Corkin. Shot is up and traveling inside. That'll be a turnover against the Mustangs.
That's tough. She hit the shot, so you hate that. Again, you get a chance to get that early hoop, and again, instead of turnover.
Yeah.
And now here comes Pocahontas with the basketball. It looks like a 2-3 zone.
And another foul right off the bat. This time, call against number 33 of Kristen Elliott. That'll be her first foul.
Well, that was kind of tough. You know, they tried to, there was a screen out high. She tried to jump out. There was certainly some contact. You didn't know if they'd let him play through that or not.
Now a jump ball. It'll go back. It'll stay with the Indians. I believe the referee crew, aren't they related?
They could be. I'm not familiar with these.
I think these three gentlemen are related to each other. I want to say they are. All right, the Indians with the ball. Shot is up. Partially blocked. Yeah, oh, boy. I'm going to call it tough. That was a... Looked like a good block, but they're going to say got it with the body, so it'll be a two-shot foul. And Volisky will be called for the foul, so Caitlin will pick up the second foul against the Mustangs. Free throws up and good.
That's tough. Couple of fouls that you can possibly see allowing to play through, but again, choosing to officiate tightly here at the start of the ball game. But both calls go against Mount Vernon.
Indians with the first 2 points of the ball game. Faith Meyer hits both free throws. 2-0 to score. Run away. And now here's a steal from behind. Another turnover. 3-on-2 breakaway. Shot is up all the way. And two. Peyton Jurlid with the first basket of the game. And it's a quick 4-0 score. And now here's another reach-in foul on the full-court press. This will be called against Grace Meyer. This will be her First foul, team foul number two against the Indians. So both teams have committed two fouls apiece. We haven't even played a minute yet here in the first quarter. Ball and pass, cross court. Gets it, bring it across the line. Elliott with the ball all the way off the glass. Too hard, no good. And rebounded by the Indians. Rufferidge will bring it across the line. Long pass, kicks it over to Meyer. Meyer, three-pointer. Yes, three-pointer by Grace Meyer. And it's quickly a 7-0 ball game. We've played a minute here in the first quarter. Looking for a foul, and finally a foul is called. A lot of bumping along the baseline. A foul will be called against the Indians. And Ellie Rufferidge will be called for her first foul, so a third team foul called against the Indians. 7-0. Indians quickly scored for the first 90 seconds of the game. Mustangs looking for their first basket. Looking for their first shot, actually. Mustangs with the ball. Top the key. Shot is up and no good by Ryan.
Offensive rebound, though, from Mount Vernon.
Called and going to the line shooting two.
Haley Corkin again, good job on the offensive boards there. Got it and went right back up strong with the basketball. Drew the foul.
Peyton will pick up her second foul. First free throws up and no good.
Again, you got to be careful here if you're Mount Vernon. You're already down 7-0 here, and things haven't gone your way. A couple early fouls against you, and again, then you finally get to the free throw line, and you miss the first of a two-shot foul.
Peyton Gerlitt picked up her second foul, missed both free throws for Haley, and rebounded by the Indians. 7-0. Here's a shot up, wild shot, no good by Rufferidge. Rebound, though, puts it up, and two. Autumn Roddick with her first basket. It's a 9-0 game. Mustangs don't want to get this one away from them. Right now they're down by 9 here early in the first quarter. Another foul called. Indians are very physical also.
Well, they did that time again. Pocahontas got the ball down the floor, attacked the basket, missed the first shot, but then again pushing the ball up the floor. There was not a rebounder there, and again, second shot opportunities.
Quick shot after the inbounds, no good. Rebounded by the Indians. 3-on-2 break. Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up, short, no good, and rebounded by the Mustangs. Mustangs with the ball, down 9-0 here in the first quarter. We played a couple minutes. Elliott will walk it across the line. She'll be mad at half court. Hands it off. Gives it to Ryan. Ryan back over to Valesky. Valesky, nothing there. Was it to three. Elliott drives, puts up the shots in, no good. And rebounded by the Indians. Indians want to run. With the ball is Rufferidge. Goes inside, kicks it back out over to Meyer. Shot is up. And short, no good. Rebounded, though, by the Indians. Kicks it back on top. Back over to Faith Meyer. They are twin sisters.
Well, here's where Mount Vernon, you need to make a stop, and you force a three-point shot, but you don't get the offensive rebound, and now Pocahontas missed from three-point.
Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs on the weak side. They want to run, and it's knocked away from behind. Another turnover against the Mustangs. 9-0. 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. Referee strides, dishes off inside. Not a good pass, and the Mustangs will take advantage. And a timeout taken by Coach Roloff. He wants to talk things over.
Denny Roloff taking timeout again. Doesn't want this game to get away from Mount Vernon. They trail 9-0 here at 4:50 left in the first quarter.
Yeah. Right now, it's been a physical game, very up and down game. Mustangs have had a couple free throws missed, a couple shots also missed as well.
Well,
and just trying to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, a couple turnovers, giving up some offensive rebounds, just a number of different things. And again, I've gotten a couple good looks, but haven't got it down. You know, got to the free throw line, didn't score from the free throw line. Two-shot foul, didn't make either one. So, again, right now, nothing going right for Mount Vernon.
One thing we found out also, I don't think we could run with Pocahontas, so.
Well, and Pocahontas, even on defensive rebounds, really were pushing the ball up the floor and getting a 3-on-2, 2-on-1 advantages and getting to the rim off of those advantages.
Back in action, Ryan with the ball, kicks it over to Valesky. Shot is up, yes.
There you go. Again, nice coming out of a timeout. You get it to your best player and leading scorer, and again, gets a good look.
And Valesky with the two. This is on the board. Here's a turnover against the Indians. Back it goes over to the Mustangs, looking for their second straight basket. Kicks it outside, top the key. And now a foul will be called inside. Foul will be called against number 14 of Autumn Raddick.
Pocahontas coach thought maybe his player had the inside position there, but.
Shot is up, three-pointer. It is up and short, no good. Rebounded by Valesky. Goes inside to Valesky again, puts up the shot, and two in a row. It's a 9-4. Mustangs are on the board after two quick shots. Now a blocking foul. Foul they call against the Mustangs.
That's foul on the other end. Autumn Rodig, that was her second foul. So again, they'll substitute for her. She's their lone senior starter, 6-foot post player. Again, 5 points a game, 5 rebounds again, game. But we'll see if she comes back in here in this quarter or even this half with two fouls.
Mustangs are in a man-to-man defense. Another whistle, this time away from the ball.
3-second call. And that was by number 40, Jamie Brinkmeyer, again, came in off the bench and got caught in the lane for 3 seconds.
Mustangs are trailing 9-4. Kicks it over. Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up and too long. No good. And another foul.
Well, that's just a silly foul there. Again, they've secured the defensive rebound, and you just reach in there and then pick up a foul.
Libby Ryan will be called for her first foul.
That's Mount Vernon's fourth foul.
Fourth foul. Yep.
You know, again, it's 9-4, and Mount Vernon has had a couple good looks the last couple possessions. That one from three just couldn't get the ball to go down, so they had a chance to close and, you know, get close to even.
9-4. Indians with the ball in the lead. Kicks it outside. Shot is up by Whitehour. Yes, three-pointer.
Well, that's where Ruffridge, you know, penetrates all the way in and kicks it out to the corner in a wide-open look. So, again, not only does she score a lot of points, you know, she does a great job there of an assist to the corner.
Ashman Whitehour comes off the bench and hits a three. It's a 12-4 ball game. Mustangs with the ball. Full-court press by the Indians. With the ball is Ryan.
Oh, she picks She's up trapped. A dribble.
Yeah, she got trapped, but got away with it.
Yep.
And we get it across the line. Catherine Yeoman has also checked in. She wears number 13. Goes inside. Here's a tough shot. And yes, count it.
Scores. Again, nicely a chance done. For a conventional three-point play. Nice entry pass. She had her hand out. They led her to the basket. She was able to catch and go up strong and then draws the foul.
So Caitlin goes to the line, shooting one. She's the only one that has scored so far. She has 6 points. Free throws and missed
off,
the free throw.
Boy, we're missing. Front end short, yep.
Three free throws in a row.
Yep.
12-6. Shot is up and another foul. And another whistle. Count it. Ellie Ruffridge gets her first basket of the game. She'll go to the line shooting one.
Well, that's where she's just that little bit of quickness. And again, she gets by the defender, penetrates the middle, and again, they're not made to pick up her dribble.
Free throws up and good.
And again, they make their free throws where Mount Vernon is missing theirs.
Foul was called. Foul was called
here's
against
Haley
Corkin. Goes inside. Here's a shot up and nicely done once again as Caitlin. Caitlin is doing very well down low. 15-8. Mustangs trailing here in the first quarter. Goes inside. Not a good pass. And it's saved out of bounds. And the Mustangs come up with the loose ball. Corkin. Haley with the ball. Brings it across the line. Kicks it over to the right side. Back over to Yeoman, and now another whistle and a foul is called.
Breach against Pocahontas there.
Foul be called against the Indians. Was it 13? Is that who he said? Catherine Yeoman? Or excuse me, no. Ashman Whitehour, number 12. Free throws up and good. Made the first
Foul's
one.
In.
Excuse me. Catherine Yeoman is at the line shooting.
Well, that's the first point that hasn't been scored by Valesky there for Mount Vernon. So, again, in the first free throw made.
Free throws up and miss out.
Pops out. Yep. Hit front end, back end, and popped it over the front edge of the rim.
15-9. Shot is up and good.
Well, Grace Meyer just takes it the length of the floor, and nobody makes her pick it up.
Mustangs with the ball. Full court press. And that's going to be out of bounds. And that full court press goes back over to the Indians.
Well, now you have a sense for how Pocahontas scores 80. Not only do they push the ball, but they play full court defense and get turnovers. So that combination of offense and defense, now you maybe see why they score as much as they do.
Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up. Short, no good. Rebounded by Yeoman. Yeoman with the ball. Brings it across the line for the Mustangs. Trailing 17-9 here in the first quarter. 2 minutes and counting. Goes inside over to Valesky and another foul. And going to the line shooting two will be Caitlin. Kaylin's been having her way inside.
Well, she's a little quicker. They've had to go to the bench, and again, I think she has a quick disadvantage there. She got the ball up high on the elbow, and again, just spun, put it on the floor, went down the right side, and fouled in the act of shooting and makes her first free throw.
That is team foul number 8 here in the first quarter against the Indians. So if we can just keep drawing fouls,
yep,
it'll make the game go a little bit longer. But again,
and you got to get some stops on the defensive end. And that's one thing so far Mount Vernon hasn't done.
There's a three-pointer. Shot is up, and it's an air ball. No good.
That's kind of, maybe the air ball might have caused her to misjudge it. She jumps up in the air, and then it doesn't hit the rim, and it kind of ends up hitting her in the chest area, and then bounces off, and nobody there contesting the rebound, but it's out of bounds to Pocahontas.
Refrige with the ball, kicks it over to the right side. Back over to Meyer. Grace, bad pass. Back she goes over to the Mustangs. 1:45 to go before we've played one. It's a 17-11 ball game. Mustangs are trailing.
There's the double team.
There's double team, and it's a turnover. Yep, turnover inside. Shot
easy
is up
layup.
Ellie referee.
You know, Mount Vernon needs to look at how they're trying to break this full court pressure, because they keep inbounding into the corner, and they've turned it over twice from that spot.
Brings it across the line this time. Three-pointer. Shot is up and too long. No good. Weak side rebound. Pulled down by the Indians. Indians want to run. That's knocked away. Indians run it down. And they'll set up their offense. And the good defense by the Mustangs. They knock it out of bounds. So the Indians will have to set things up.
Well, Pocahontas, as we mentioned, just always pushing the basketball on.
Yeah, they are.
You know, looking to run. That time, though, actually a great save. Ball was going out of bounds. Saved by Pocahontas and ended up getting an opportunity and eventually deflected out of bounds.
Jackie Murray's going to check in. Also, Ella Norton will also check in for the Mustangs. 19-11. Mustangs trail here in the first quarter. 1:14 to go before we played one. Another foul. Another foul down low. Foul's called against Haley Corkin. That'll be her second foul. Inbounds, another foul. This time called number 23, Riley Clark. She checked in, non-starter. And going to the line, shooting two will be Faith Meyer. Free throws up, and that one's good. Meyer is 3 of 3 at the line so far here in the first quarter. Another sub comes in. Second free throw. That one is up. And good. Made them both. Back to a 10-point lead for the Indians. 21-11. Mustangs are just having trouble.
Yeah, well, Pocahontas, they put height on the basketball, and then they get in full denial on every other player there. And Mount Vernon just really struggling to get the ball in bounds.
There we go. Lobbed it over to Corkin. Quickly across the line. Kicks it down low. Shot is up and in and out. No good. Rebounded, though. Pulled down by Norton. And kicks it back over to Murray. Jackie with a three-pointer. In and out. No good. And another foul. This time it'll go against the Mustangs down low.
Oh.
Foul will be called against number 15.
That's the ninth. Or excuse me, eighth team foul on Regina, or excuse me, not Regina, Mount Vernon. And so it'll be a 1-1 here for Pocahontas here.
So both teams are shooting 1-1 still in the first quarter. Free throws up and good. Faith Meyer at the line. She is 5 for 5 at the free throw line.
And we talked about their 80-point average. They're at 22 here in the first quarter with about 58 seconds left. So on pace to score 80 is Pocahontas.
Second one's up and good. 6 for 6 at the free throw line. 23-11. Mustangs trailing here in the first quarter. 55 seconds and counting. With the ball is Jackie Murray. Murray, long pass. Down low to Corkin. Back over to Murray. Murray goes inside. Here's a shot up. And, yes, nicely done by Ella Norton. Norton comes off the bench. The six-footer hits her first basket of the tournament. Here's a shot up by Refridge. Up and no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. See if we can get two in a row here. 23-13. We're down by 10.
We'll see if they hold it for the last shot of the quarter. We're inside of 30 seconds.
Yeoman back over to Murray. Down low. Gives it to Corkin. Corkin dribbles. Top of the key. Man-to-man defense by the Indians. Left side down low. Murray goes inside. Over to Norton. Kicks it outside. 10-footer. Shot is up. Out the glass. In and out. No good. Boy, rimmed it twice. Yeah, just went ball.
Went all the way around the rim. A full 360 and then spit out.
Referee, they're going to call a blocking foul. Yep, that's the right call. Trying to get in front was Jackie Murray. Trying to get set and just couldn't get there in time. Going to the line shooting two will be Ellie Ruffridge.
Well, depth may be a key here. That's the 10th team foul, I believe. And again, this we're in the first quarter. Should be 19 foul, and we're in the first quarter. And, you know, this could be a little bit of a war of attrition and then maybe a little bit to do with depth because, if, you know, if we get that many fouls throughout each quarter of the game, you're going to have a hard time having many starters still on the floor.
Ruffridge with their second free throw, made them both. Ruffridge now with 7. 3 seconds to go. Half-court shots off the glass. Too hard. We've played one with the score. Pocahontas area 25. Mount Vernon 13. 1 minute timeouts. You're listening to girls state basketball on 106.3 The Gym.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect-Tow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. Jeff Downing, Eric Peterson. Quarter number two, Mustangs trailing 25-13 to top-ranked Pocahontas area. Mustangs will start off the second quarter with the ball. Valesky with the ball inside. They try to feed it back to her, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover against the Mustangs. Mustangs back on defense, man-to-man. Here's a long three. Shot is up and no good by Ruffridge. Ball will be saved out of bounds.
Over and back.
Oh, out of bounds. Okay, over and back.
Over back or out of bounds, either one.
All right, so it goes back over to the Mustangs. 25-13. Mount Vernon trailing. They'll take it out at half court. Long pass. Gets it to Corkin. Haley with the ball. Down low. Back over to Murray. Shot is inside, no good, and rebounded by the Indians. Indians want to run. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Meyer. Back over to Ruffridge. This time gives it to Meyer again, and another foul.
Are they going to count it?
Are they going to count it or not? The ball went in. Blocking foul.
That's the third personal there.
I don't think the referee knew it went in. Did he count it?
Well, they're giving. Well, it's two shots,
it's
although
shot
again,
foul,
it's
so
because
no.
of the 10th team foul from Mount Vernon.
Okay. So it's a two-shot foul. It's a double bonus free throws. At the line shooting two is Faith Meyer. So far, she hasn't missed at the free throw line. She is 7 for 7.
And Murray just went off from Mount Vernon with three fouls.
Second free throw's up and also good. It's a 27-13 ball game. Underway here in the second quarter. Mustangs with the ball, goes inside, kicks it back outside again. Looking to go inside again, shot is up and two. They're feeding it to Caitlin Valesky. Caitlin's having a solid game here in the first half.
She did a nice job. She got the ball, kicked it back out, and they went right back to her, and nice lead to her, and she scores. But now Pocahontas comes back and hits a three-pointer, Faith Meyer.
With her first basket. She got a lot of free throws, and now a three-pointer. Long pass goes out of bounds. Turnover against the Mustangs. Back it goes to Pocahontas area.
Now trying to make the long floor-length pass and just let her too far and out of bounds, and so now back to Pocahontas.
Goes inside. Couple of subs have checked in. as Onimwade is at the line and count it. Another foul, another basket. Foul be called against Libby Ryan will be called for her second foul.
Now that's Grace Meyer. So again, the siblings, again, the offensive rebound, put back and foul, and another foul on Mount Vernon.
Free throws up and good. So Grace Meyer with her first free throw.
I'm confused. Okay, one shot foul.
Yeah, one shot foul.
Everybody was staying in the same place as if it was like a two shot foul or a one on one, and she made the front end. So.
Well, maybe the officials didn't. Maybe they didn't say it correctly. That's what confused them.
Yeah.
No harm, no foul. The free throw is made. Mustangs will continue.
Ooh,
they're down 33-15. Ryan with the ball. Goes inside. Here's a shot up and two more by Caitlin. Caitlin.
That's 12 points. She's been about all Mount Vernon's had so far.
Three-pointers up and no good. And rebounded by Ryan. Libby with the ball. Libby quickly down floor. Libby will slow things down. Kicks it back over to the right side over to Yeoman. Yeoman will drive all the way and can't get the
blows
ball.
Blows the layup again.
Boy,
great job. Took it in. Uncontested layup, but too hard off the glass.
John is up and another foul, and going back to the line will be Faith Meyer.
Well, then again, off of a missed layup, Pocahontas gets the rebound, pushes the ball up the floor, attacks the basket, and gets fouled.
And Caitlin Velasquez will be called for her second foul. She's the leading scorer for the Mustangs. Free throws up and good.
Boy, Corkin has two fouls right now. Valesky has two fouls. They already have a player with three fouls. So, you know, fouls just adding up and get for Mount Vernon.
First miss at the free throw line for Faith Meyer after making nine in a row. 5:33 to go before halftime. 34-17, Mustangs trailing. Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up in. Yes, three-pointer. Number 33 of Kristen Elliott. Elliott with her first basket of the ball game. Tries to go inside, loose ball on the floor. Still loose, and it's stolen away by the Mustangs. And it's stolen right back by Meyer. Quick hands by both teams. Rubbridge. Here's the Meyer. Meyer goes up strong. Meyer.
Well, they've shown the ability to shoot from three, so Mount Vernon having to run out, just a little ball fake, and then attack the basket in a wide-open alley for a layup.
That was a good break this time by the Mustangs on the full-court press. Shot is up and in and out on the three-pointer. Yeoman had a good shot, just couldn't get the fall, and now another foul. And it'll go against, I believe that may be against Caitlin.
Valesky, that's her third foul, I believe.
I think so. It is.
You know, they got a good look, and then just in the fight for the rebound. And, boy, I don't know if you do what you do if you're Coach Roloff. You got kids in foul trouble everywhere you look, but you're down 16 points, and there's still 4:47 left to go in the second quarter. You know, you go to your bench, and it you know, those kids probably aren't going to be able to hang in there. So, you know, he's got some really tough decisions to make.
He does. I know he brought in Ella Norton. She put a basket in coming off the bench.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
So look for Ella to come in. She can get more playing time. Timeout was taken on the floor. We'll keep it here. Right now, though, leading score is Caitlin Valesky. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 points in the first half. All inside, too. She's able to beat the – she's matched up inside. And the matchup very well with Autumn Rodig, and Autumn just not stopping her.
No,
so
no.
Caitlin's doing a nice job down low. But otherwise, Kristen Elliott with 1-3, the sophomore, and Ella Norton also coming off the bench with 2 points. Otherwise, not getting any points from the starters far here in the first half.
When you look at Pocahontas, number three, Faith Myers, 14 points already.
Yeah.
Ruffridge, who averages the 28-plus, has seven. Sister Meyer, Grace Meyer, has eight. So, again, they're getting a lot of production, and they're approaching that 40-point mark here with 4:47 left. They have their 37th point, and here will be shooting a free throw for their 38th. But
gets the ball. Yep.
Looks like it's going to be spit out, and it stays on the rim and falls in. And again, Pocahontas still in that full court pressure.
Actually, Whitehour hit them both. It's a 38-20 ball game. Mustangs trailing here in the first half. 4.5 to go before halftime. Mustangs with the ball. Setting up the offense. Right side. Keeps it down low over to Clark. Top of the key. Back over to Clark again. Clark will take the three pointer, and it's short, no good. Ball hits the floor, and it's rebounded by the Indians. Mustangs will get back on defense. Been playing man-to-man. Ruffridge Little jump shot, baseline, no good. Short, and another foul. And this time Sean calling Pocahontas. Number 40 against Jamie Brinkman has checked in for the first time. And back to the other end we go as we'll shoot free throws.
Free throws, and again, that's the 10th team foul for Pocahontas. So again, now Mount Vernon will shoot two. 51 Ella Norton on the free throw line.
Ella's come in off the bench, done a nice job filling in for Caitlin. Caitlin's on the bench with three fouls. Caitlin, though, has 14 points. First free throw's up, and get in there. And that's good.
Soft touch there, bounced on the rim a couple times and went in.
A couple subs will check in. Number 14, Autumn Roddick, will check back in. Peyton Jurlid will also come back in as well. She's a starter. Second free throw's up and good. Ella Norton now with 4 points off the bench. Winning a couple free throws. 38-22. Mustangs trailing. Back into their man-to-man defense. Indians with the ball. Ruffridge. Ruffridge top the key. Dribbling left-handed. Hands it off. Gives it to Meyer. Meyer's the leading scorer. Now a hand check. Now will be called against number 23 of Riley Clark.
You know, up on the scoreboard, they stop. Once you get to 10, they don't put any more fouls up, but it'll be really interesting to see the halftime statistics to see how many total fouls Mount Vernon has.
Meyer missed her second free throw. She is now 9 of 11 at the line. Another free throw's up. She's missed three in a row. Rebounded, though, by the Indians. Shot is up and good.
Yeah, almost two Mount Vernon players fighting over the basketball, and it deflects off to Ruffridge, and she just takes it in for the layup for her 9th point.
Mustangs with the ball, now with traveling. Will be called against the Mustangs. Back it goes over to Pocahontas. A lot of contact, nothing called.
Yep.
A little bit of a flop also. I think that was the right call by the official to let it go, because there was a flop. Goes back over to the Indians. 40-22, 3:43 to go before halftime. Meyer with the ball. Faith kicks it back over to Ruffridge.
Illegal screen.
Moving pick. Foul be called against, I believe, Jurlid. That'll be her third foul. They got her for two fouls. I got her for three fouls.
Well, now they just put the third foul up on the floor.
Okay. Now the PA announcer said two fouls. Now she has three. She'll have a seat. Mustangs with the ball. Inbounds to Elliott. Brings it across the line. Bounce pass over to Ryan. Tries to go inside down low. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch, so by the Indians. It'll stay with the Mustangs.
That's where the pass came about 4 or 5 seconds too late. Mount Vernon player underneath the basket, hands up, calling for the ball. But by the time the player saw and made the pass, it was too late. And luckily, it was off of Pocahontas, and Mount Vernon kept the basketball.
Ryan with the ball over to Elliott. Elliott drives, and oh, boy, they're going to call a traveling against Elliott. Boy, she had a good look at the basket. Just one too many steps.
Yep. Things just, again, not going Mount Vernon's way. Again, good penetration there. You thought, again, a good look at the basket, but officials called traveling.
Another three-pointed shot attempt is up and good. Nothing but nets. Ashlyn Whitehour with her second three in the first half. She has 8 points.
And that's off the bench.
43-22. Biggest lead of the ball game here in the first half. Muskin, so trailing. Inside. Shot is up and two. Nicely done.
Nice job.
Ella Norton. With another basket inside. So far, going inside has been working for the Mustangs.
Well, then Norton's done a nice job. Again, good catch and strong with the basketball and point-blank range for two.
Ruffridge puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Corkin. Haley brings the ball across the line. Passes it over to Elliott. Goes down low inside. Fights for the rebound. It's going to be a foul inside. Didn't lob it high enough as Ruffridge was able to get the steal and draw the foul.
Well, she kind of came in low at a point where Pocahontas was there. I almost thought maybe a jump ball and go with possession arrow, but instead, again, another foul on Mount Vernon.
At the line shooting two. First one's up and no good. So Faith Meyer, after making 9 in a row, has missed 4 in a row at the free throw line. Second free throw for Faith is up and good. 44-24, 20-point lead. Mustangs are trailing.
We're almost to travel.
Almost to travel, yeah. Elliott with the ball. Long pass over to Ryan. Cross-court pass. Three-pointer. Get in there. Shot is up. In and out. No good. Hit both sides of the rim. Rebounded, though, by the Mustangs. He'll go up again, and it's going to be – we have another foul. It's going to be another foul before the shot, but both teams are in the double bonus.
Well, again, Mount Vernon finally did get over the top that time. Got a good look from the three-point line. Not quite in, and but going after the rebound. Got an offensive rebound and fouled it there, and so shoot two now.
First free throw's up and good. Christinelli hits at the line for the first time. She now has 4 points. Also checking in will be number 45, Delaney. Already at the line for the second free throw. Kristen Elliott. Free throws up and good. Made them both. Elliott now with 5 points. 2:12 to go before halftime. 44-26. Mustangs back into their man-to-man defense. Top of the key is Meyer. Meyer dribbles in the paint. Kicks it out to the right side. Shot is up. Three-pointer. Short, no good. Mustangs with the rebound. With the ball is Corkin. Corkin brings it across the line. Corkin, right side, over to Ryan. Goes inside, and the ball is swatted away, and it's steal. Here's a two-on-one break. Meyer with the ball, bounce pass inside, puts up the shot, and two. Grace Meyer, sister to sister.
Defense to offense, just a bad pass and a deflection, and then they're off two-on-one, and they attack the basket, and a late drop off for an easy layup for Pocahontas, but again, off of a Mount Vernon turnover.
Corkin with the ball, kicks it to the right side, over to Ryan, back over to Corkin, goes inside, now back outside, three-point shot, that short partially blocked also.
Over the back there on the rebound, so Pocahontas will be back to the free throw line. And we talked, there weren't a lot of fouls called in the first game, but there's been nothing but foul calls on in this game. It's a kind of continual parade to the free throw line.
Yeah. Delaney will pick up her first foul. Free throw's up and good. At the line, shooting two, again, is Faith Meyer. Free throw's up and good. 48-26, biggest lead, and here's a steal on the full court press. Indians with the ball, three-pointer. Shot is up, and yes, three-pointer. Eleanor Weffridge.
Another turnover against the full court pressure, and then three on two, and they kicked it out to the three-point line, and Weffridge wide open for three.
Mustangs with the ball, looks at the three, doesn't take it. Delaney will dribble, top of the key, right side, setting up the offense. Corkin, down low, shot is up, no good by Norton. And rebounded by the Indians, and a steal. That's going to go the other way, and Weffridge will be called for the foul.
Well, that's finally one that went Mount Vernon's way. Yep. Weffridge was looking, thinking she was going to go to the free throw line. But again, that Mount Vernon player kind of cut in front of her so that she did kind of get the wrist there.
Yep.
And now Mount Vernon shooting two.
So Ryan is at the line shooting. First one for Libby is up and good. Libby with her first baskets, actually first points. Second free throw for Libby. That one's up, and that one is good. Made them both. Libby Ryan with 2 points. 51-28. 43 seconds and counting before halftime. And we'll see if the Indians may play for the last shot.
Almost surprises me here. Everything's been up-tempo, full court, and with almost 45 seconds, leading 51-28, they opt to hold for the last shot of the first half.
Down to 25 seconds of counting. And the Indians have led the whole game, 51-28. And the leading scorer, Ellie Ruffridge, going into the game. She so far has 12 points. Counting down, 9 seconds. Ruffridge at half court will drive to the right side in the paint. Ruffridge pulls up, a little 10-footer. Yes, two-pointer. We played a half. Halftime score as Pocahontas area 53, Mount Vernon 28. It's halftime. Let's take a two-minute break. Two-minute timeouts. You're listening to girls high school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3, The Gym.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores, that had always had a military discount, and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck, and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a re-key, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. Halftime as the Mustangs ran into top-ranked Pocahontas area, and the Indians are leading by the score of 53-28. We knew Pocahontas was good.
Well,
and they showed it in the first half.
It is. I mean, you know, Mount Vernon, probably 28 points is not a bad half.
You know, it's really nice.
That standpoint. Yeah. But when you look up and see 53 for Pocahontas, and you know, it happens on a number of levels. I mean, the first thing is really defensively, we weren't sure what they do, but they get basically in a full court, kind of a almost probably a 1-2-1-1, although it kind of depends on how Mount Vernon tried to break it. But pressure on the basketball. If Mount Vernon, whoever's up trying to get the inbounds, they get in denial position there, and then they look to trap the first pass, and then they look to trap off of past half court. And then off of turnovers they run, off of defensive rebounds they run, and Ruffridge is just that little bit quicker. And then so when she turns the corner again, she's been fouled a number of times. She's made a couple hoops. She's made some nice passes. And it just has been impossible for Mount Vernon to stop Pocahontas up to this point in time.
Ellie Ruffridge is the leading scorer for the season at nearly 28 to 29 points per game, but Faith Meyer has been the one drawing the fouls, and she's been hitting them. She has 17 points. She's the leading scorer, but of the 17 points, I have 12 of those 17 at the free throw line. She made 9 in a row, missed 4, and then picked up another 3. So Meyer has also been doing some major damage against the Mustangs.
Well, she has, and again, Mount Vernon, you know, Kaylin Valesky played a really good first half for Mount Vernon. Again, offensively, they did a nice job of getting her the ball. She did a nice job of finishing, but just needs a little help, and it'd be really interesting when we get statistics for that first half just to see how many turnovers Mount Vernon had, because, you know, they just struggled against pressure. You know, and then even sometimes when they got in the half-court offense, you know, there'd still be turnovers. And again, you just can't stop for a second if you're a Mount Vernon, because as soon as they're, as Pocahontas gains possession of the basketball, they're pushing it up the floor. And a couple times Mount Vernon was just slow to react to that change of possession, and Pocahontas kept having advantage after advantage attacking the basket.
One thing we were having trouble with is on the full court press, we were going into the corner sometimes, or right when we got to half courts, we were too close to the line.
Well, picking up the dribble right when you got in, that's a cardinal sin. You just can't pick up your dribble right across half court. You almost have to stop before half court, you know, see if you can't reverse it you know, to another player and get it, or look to the middle of the floor and get it to the middle of the floor before you cross half court.
And we did have some good plays on the full court press. We went to the middle, got the open guard, and she was able to quickly bring it across and then set up the offense, forcing the Indians to get back on defense.
Well, there were a couple times. I mean, again, it's like anything else. When you full court press, there are a few times you're going to get burned by it and give up points. But again, the big thing is, one, you know, over, you know, 30 possessions, does it help you more often than hurt you? And certainly in this case with Pocahontas, it helped them far more than it hurt them. And it just creates so many more possessions. You know, the fact that they play up tempo, they're looking for drive and kicks for three pointers. You know, I don't know that any possession they ran, except maybe the last one of the first half, was maybe more than a, you know, 10, 12 second possession. You know, they get shots off with that kind of consistency fairly quick. You know, if there was a shot clock, certainly Pocahontas would never come close to getting to a shot clock violation. But that just increases the number of possessions in the ball game, and as a result, you know, more opportunities for fouls. And again, Mount Vernon, you know, had a lot of fouls called on them. Again, I think overall the officials did a good job. It's not, you know, poor officiating that's led to all the fouls. It's just Pocahontas, you know, being that little half step quicker and turning the corner and getting to the basket, getting rebounds. And again, Mount Vernon just ended up fouling. And now, and plus then Mount Vernon obviously trying to have to raise the defensive intensity to try to get back in the ball game. And, you know, that can lead to turnovers from that, or fouls from that standpoint. So, you know, kind of a monumental task in front of Mount Vernon here, trailing 53-28.
Let's look at our stats for the first half. First of all, according to our sheets anyway, for Mount Vernon, leading scorer, like we say, Caitlin Valesky with 14 points. Excellent first half. 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Unfortunately, she picked up her third foul, but she's been having her way down low inside. And well, I'm sure they'll continue to do that.
Yeah, they'll certainly try fundamentally. They did a nice job. She'd get the ball. She did a good job posting up. Did a good job of getting defense on her hip. And Mount Vernon did a good job finding her, you know, the open side. And a couple times it led her right to the basket for some easy baskets and things from that standpoint. But just not enough. You know, again, when the other team, when you're giving up 53 points, you need a lot of points to stay in the ballgame.
Here comes a gentleman. That brings us the official stats.
Handsome gentleman, suit and tie. You got to like that.
He's got a dress code is what he has. Speaking of dress, you got your coat on. You're a little bit cold.
You know, it's a little cold down here. I think they have the ice underneath the floor here. And so just being on it for the second ball game, I'd be lying to say my toes aren't a little cold here and things. So I'll look forward to, you know, when the game's over, getting a chance to walk and warm up. Just looking at the stats, I guess the first thing, you know, Mount Vernon had 14 turnovers. So, you know, to only 7. So that's an additional 7 possessions for Pocahontas.
I've seen also only 1 for 10 at the three-point land. So, therefore, just hitting 10% on the three-pointers for Mount Vernon.
Yep.
Just not hitting those shots from the outside.
Well, in personal fouls, you look at Corkin has 2. Jackie Murray has 3. Kristen Elliott, 2. Kaylin Volsky has 3. Riley Clark has 2, a total of 16 fouls called on Mount Vernon. But again, you know, Pocahontas had 13 fouls, so it's not that there's this huge disparity in terms of the total number of fouls called, but you look at total points. Again, you mentioned Faith Meyer for Pocahontas, 17, Ellie Ruffridge with 14, and Grace Meyer with 10. So, you know, those three players off to a great start.
We have 3 minutes to go before we'll start the second half, and let's go and take another one-minute timeout, another one-minute break. You're listening to Girls State Basketball on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats, stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons, off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time as design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertzien & Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Derry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
I'm trying to keep this on.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. Halftime score as Mount Vernon trailing top-ranked Pocahontas area 53-28 in girls high school basketball. If you just tuned in, games that took place earlier, one game that took place earlier today, Iowa City Regina. Winner this morning over Manson Northwest Webster 59-47. Regina moves into the semifinals on Thursday afternoon. They will face Unity Christian, whom defeated West Branch last night 52-33. So Unity Christian and Iowa City Regina will play again on Thursday afternoon, 3:15 here in Des Moines. The other semifinals will feature Western Christian. They will face Okoboji at 1:30 again on Thursday afternoon. And then also yesterday's games as well. In Class 1A, Turkey Valley defeated Mount Air 55-51. Burlington Notre Dame defeated Key 56-44. Springville defeated Kingsley Pearson 60-53. Newell Fonda over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 53-42. So the semifinals for Class 1A also on Thursday as well. Starting at 10, Turkey Valley will face Burlington Notre Dame, followed by Springville will face Newell Fonda. That game again is on Thursday at 11:45 in the morning. We currently are in the first game of Class 3A. Class 3A will get all their games in today and go into Class 4A later on tonight. Pocahontas area, the top-ranked team at 24-0, leading Mount Vernon, again, 53-28.
Jeff, looking at one thing, I mean, Kalen Valesky was 6-for-7 from the field.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Vernon as a team was 9-for-26, so you take her out, they were 3-for-19 from the field. And again, 1-for-10 from three-point range. So, you know, you can't have that and expect to hang in the ball game.
Hopefully the girls will settle down, get some good shots, and put some down. Yeah, back in action. Underway. Indians with the ball. Couple shots, no good. And it's going to be saved. It's going to be saved out of bounds or knocked out of bounds. Never got a signal from the ref. Okay, it's going to be
Mount Vernon basketball.
Back over to Mount Vernon.
And Pocahontas staying in the full court pressure.
Full court press. Mustangs with the ball. After the ball went out of bounds against the Indians. Nice job this time by the Mustangs. They bring it across the line. Indians get back on defense. Top of the key is Murray. Kicks it back over to Valesky. Caitlin with the ball. Back over to Elliott. Elliott, shot is up, too long, no good. Fight for the rebound, and pulled down by Grace Meyer. Meyer with the ball.
4-on-2 break.
Meyer over to, puts it up by Elliott. And shot is up and no good. And a foul on the loose ball foul on the rebound.
Well, that was a 4-on-2 break off of a defensive rebound. And again, they settled for a three-point shot from Ellie Ruffridge, and again, just a long rebound, and Pocahontas comes up with the rebound, and then they're fouled. So again, already a quick foul against Mount Vernon.
Jackie Murray picks up her fourth foul, so she will have a seat on the bench. Here's a shot up and short, no good by Ruffridge. Rebounded though, weak side, pulled down by the Indians. Here's another shot up and short, no good. Rebounded by the Indians. Another shot is up, too long, no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs.
Now finally, after three attempts of Polsky gets the rebound, and now it's Mount Vernon in possession of the basketball.
Elliott with the ball. Down low. Kicks it over to Ryan. Top of the key. Ryan will dribble. Nothing there. Man-to-man defense by the Indians. Picks up her dribble. Back over to Caitlin. Valesky looks at the shots. She's 6-for-7 in the first half, but with three fouls. To the left side. Looking for a good shot inside. Yeoman is now in. She's come in, replacing Murray. Back over to Corkin. Mustangs doing a nice job looking for the opening shot. Right side over to Valesky. Kalen looks at the shot, doesn't take it, just inside the three-point line. Back over to Corkin. Corkin dribbles at the free throw line. Pushed off a little bit, nothing called. Rebounded by the Indians. Back it goes over to Ruffridge. Ruffridge wants to run. Kicks it over to Jurlitt. up and no good on the three-pointer. Rebounded by the Mustangs, and they end up walking with it.
Well, again, it's a long rebound. Mount Vernon goes out, gets a rebound, and then immediately Pocahontas has defensive pressure on the basketball and trying to find an outlet. She travels.
Shot is up on the inbound play, and Ruffridge with a three. Ruffridge now with 17. And it's a 56-28. Another foul on the full court press. Foul number five, Ellie Ruffridge. That'll be her third. Team foul number one. Both teams with one foul here in the second half. 56-28. We played a couple minutes here in the third quarter. Mustangs with the ball. Hands it off to Caitlin. Gillespie looking. She'll dribble.
Gillespie keeps catching the ball in the offense out on the three-point line. Again, I don't think she's a three-point threat, although, well, ball. Oh.
And another traveling will be called against Caitlin. Yes, we don't see her shooting the three. She's been very successful down low, and I'm not sure why she's up by the three-point line.
Well, I understand sometimes your offense sends them out there for a release and things, but, again, you need to be looking to try to get the ball on the block.
Yep.
Oh, nice ball.
Nice fake. It goes inside, and a Peyton Gerlid with her second basket of the game.
Turnover.
And a turnover. Shot is up. In and out. No good. Rebounded. Loose ball on the floor. It's going to be out of bounds. Stays with the Indians.
Well, 30-point lead now, 58-28, with 5:08 remaining.
There is a mercy rule in girls basketball as we are getting close. Here's a shot, three-pointer, up and no good by Ruffridge. Rebound a weak side, pulled down by the Mustangs. Mustangs need a basket here. Corkin with the ball, brings it across the line. Three-pointer, shot is up and off the back of the iron, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, it'll stay with the Mustangs.
Yeah, good. Mustangs getting some good looks there. Wide open look from three, just not able to get it down. Still battling on the backboards, deflected off of a Pocahontas player. So Mount Vernon inbounds underneath their own basket.
Gillespie with the ball. Back over to Elliott. Elliott looking for Caitlin down low. Not there. Back over to Corkin. Top the key. On the right wing. Down low baseline. Dribbling. Long pass over to Ryan. Libby. Lob it inside. Kicks it back out. Good passing by the Mustangs. Nice pass. Puts it inside. Up and two. Good good play by the Mustangs.
Last night they were triple teaming Gillespie down low, and she did a nice job the first time of kicking the ball back out, and then a good pass right back to her, and she was able to get it up and in.
Caitlin now with 16 points. It's a 58-30 ball game. Shot is up by Meyer. Too long. No good. Mustangs with the rebound. Mustangs want to run. Ryan quickly down floor. Ryan setting up the offense. Right side down, low baseline. Goes inside to Caitlin. Here's another shot. Missed it, though, and rebounded by the Indians. Had a good look. Just hit it off the glass too hard. Meyer with the ball. Reaching in, found. No, they're going to call traveling. Traveling against Faith. It'll go back over to the Mustangs.
Again, Pocahontas staying in full court pressure. It's interesting. Mount Vernon tends to just have one person there to try to get the ball in bounds, and they double-team her. And maybe just someone not paying attention. But, again, when you only have that one outlet pass, again, and it's two-on-one there, it's tough to get open.
Now a blocking foul on the full court press. Called against Grace Meyer. That'll be her second. And team foul number four against the Indians. Second foul, excuse me.
Now Mount Vernon's just scored, 2 points here so far in the first 4.5 minutes of the third quarter.
Mustangs with the ball. Goes inside. Caitlin turns. Little hook shots and two more for Caitlin Velasquez. She now has 18 points. Top the key over to Ruffridge. Back over to Meyer. Meyer all the way and two more for Meyer. Faith Meyer now with 19 points.
Well, it's kind of pick your poison. If you step out and try to stop the basketball from the help side, they kick it to the three-point line.
Caitlin, and another foul will be called inside. Almost hate to see that foul. She's going right to the basket.
Yep.
They're going to call a foul before the shots. It'll be called against Janie Brinkman. That'll be her second foul. Inbounds, nearly stolen away, but it'll stay with the Mustangs.
Almost a turnover. They look to go weak side there to try to get the ball in bounds underneath their own basket.
Olivia Allers will check in for the first time for Pocahontas area. Inbounds over to Caitlin. Top of the key. Goes back inside. Caitlin turns and too hard off the iron. And now a another foul on the loose ball foul. It'll be called against either. Hopefully it's not against Caitlin. And 2-1. Okay.
That's Ryan. I believe that'll be Ryan's second foul.
I've got her for three.
Okay, they may not have put it up yet.
Yeah. What's your sheet say earlier? Is it what you have on the first half? Did you have two or three?
I believe.
I've got Libby for three fouls. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs.
Nice rebound there by number 21 for Mount Vernon. That's
Ryan. Libby Ryan. Yep, shot is up, no good. Here's another shot and two.
A lot of bodies hitting the floor there, but Mount Vernon gets it up and in. Number 11 for Mount Vernon, Haley Corkin.
Gets her first basket of the tournament. It's a 60-34 ball game. And another foul. Foul away from the ball. Is that against Libby? Okay, Libby Ryan. Third foul now. Back in action for the Indians on offense. Ruffridge. Here's a pass over to the left corner. Up shot is up and no good by Meyer. Saved it out of bounds. And Ruffridge comes up with a loose ball. Ruffridge, long three. Yes.
Well,
Ellie Ruffridge.
It's just a long rebound all the way out to Ruffridge. About NBA range, top of the key, and she doesn't hesitate and scores.
Ruffridge hits a three. Let's take a 30-second timeout at this time. 30-second break. You're listening to Girls State Basketball on 107.5 and 106.3, The Gym.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Timeout was taken by Mount Vernon. 63-34, Mustangs trailing. Pocahontas has led the whole game. Back in action with the Mustangs with the ball.
Now this is the first possession that Pocahontas was not in full court pressure.
No, so. Mustangs with the ball. Ryan, top the key, back over to Elliott. Down low, baseline over to Yeoman. Yeoman drives in the paint, puts up the shot, a floater, draws a foul. Yeoman goes to the line, shooting two.
A nice job of penetrating and up the lane and then took it up strong with fouled, and she'll shoot two free throws.
So Catherine Yeoman is at the line. She's 1 for 2 so far. Free throws up and good. Couple subs will check in. Coming in will be Autumn Rodig, and also Peyton Jurlid will also check in.
Taking just a second here, allow Pocahontas player to tie their shoe on the free throw line. There.
Second free throw for Yeoman. Second free throw is up, and that one is long, no good. Rebounded by the Indians. 63-35, another foul, another whistle. And going back to the line, shooting two, again, will be Faith Meyer.
Well, they just continually, Pocahontas attack the basket. And again, either they're looking for layup or to draw a foul or to kick it out to the three-point line. And all of those have been available for them.
First free throw is up and good by Meyer.
That'd be Meyer's 20th point of the ball game.
She's nearly paying rent at the free throw line. She's been there a lot tonight. Second free throw is up and missed it, no good.
Now Ruffridge has 20 points and Meyer has 20 points for Pocahontas. So.
Ryan with the ball, Libby kicks back over to Caitlin. Right side, goes down low again to Caitlin. Caitlin drives, puts up a tough shot, and two more. Nicely done by Pulaski.
You got to credit her effort again. It can get discouraging to be down by this much, but she keeps fighting. That was a tough play, and good job of getting through the defense and getting to the rim.
Caitlin with 20 points for the Mustangs. Refridge with the ball. Shot is up, a little floater, and it goes in. Hits the back of the glass and rolls in. Two more for Ellie Refridge. She has 22. Full court press. And here's a shot, and it's blocked inside. And the Mustangs come up with the loose ball. Back it goes over to Ryan. Ryan will slow things down. Over to Caitlin. Right side. Over to Clark. And a traveling will be called against Clark. Riley Clark is checked in. Back it goes over to the Indians. Meyer will take the ball out. Over to Refridge.
Well, we kind of thought Pocahontas was out there full court, but off of that last make, anyway, yeah, they were right back still into the full court defense. Yep.
Over to Jurlid. Jurlid puts up a tough shot, no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Yeoman with the rebound. Yeoman with the ball. Brings it across the line. Yeoman still with the ball. Floater inside. Good pass. Can we finish it off? Here's a tough shot. It's too long. No good. And rebounded. Weak side by Meyer. Grace with the ball. Here's another shot.
A run out for an easy basket. Just not getting back on defense.
Jurlid with the easy basket. She has six. And another foul on the full court press. Up by 31 points and still a full court press.
Well, every now and then you run into programs that philosophically believe that this is how we play and, you know, and kind of the stop us type of thing. You know, again, there's 23.2 seconds left in the third quarter.
Lily Dahlstrom will check back in. Lily will get some playing time. 23 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds for the Mustangs. Not a good pass at all. And it's going to be out of bounds. And it goes back over. Oh, we got a break there. It's going to stay with the Mustangs.
Well, it was kind of, again, a bad pass. And it looked like Pocahontas was going to come up with it. But the ball was about ready to go out of bounds. And Pocahontas couldn't quite save it to keep possession.
20 seconds to go before halftime. Or halftime. After three quarters. Shot is up and no good by Caitlin. Rebounded by the Indians. 9 seconds and counting. Back over to Refridge. Refridge to the left side. Here's a shot, three-pointer. And yes, three-pointer. Grace Meyer with her second three-pointer of the ballgame. We played three.
Right at the end of the quarter, so they execute a great play. Refridge gets a pass to the side, and again, another three-pointer for Pocahontas.
After three, Pocahontas 71, Mount Vernon 37. 1 minute timeout. You're listening to girls state basketball on 106.3 and 107.5, The Gym.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
We begin the fourth quarter here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. Mustangs will start the fourth quarter at the free throw line. Shooting two. First one's up and no good. Second free throw. That one is up and it is good. One for two at the line as Jackie Murray gets her first point of the tournament. She was able to draw the foul. It's a 33-point lead for the Indians. As we start the fourth quarter, three-pointers up and no good by Refridge and rebounded by the Mustangs. Mustangs get back into their offense. Mustangs goes inside, and another foul will be called against Jurlid. That'll be her fourth foul. And going to the line shooting two will be Kristen Elliott.
Well, Elliott, nice job there, kind of going to the right and then spin dribbling back to the left, going down the lane and drawing contact. So she'll shoot two. That's Pocahontas' seventh foul, although, again, she was fouled in the act of shooting, so she will be shooting two.
First free throw's up and no good by Kristen. Kristen so far 5 points, two for three at the line. Second free throw for Kristen. Takes her time. That one's up and good. 7:28 to go in the ball game. 71-39. Mustangs trailing here in quarterfinal action in Class 3A. Three-pointer. Shot is up and in and out, no good. Rebound by Caitlin. Quickly down floor. Murray with the ball. Jackie. Lots of contact. Nothing called. Shot is up. Three-pointer. It is too long. No good. Rebounded, though. Puts up another shot. No good. And rebounded by the Indians.
There's a run out again.
Here's a long pass. Shot is up and missed the layup inside. Good defense by Caitlin. And pulled down by Corkin. Corkin brings it across the line. Haley with the ball. Haley, top of the key. Man-to-man defense by the Indians. Haley still dribbling. Haley goes to her left. Haley drives all the way, puts it up and missed the layup. No good. Might have been partially blocked as well. And rebounded by the Indians. Rupprecht puts up the shot in two by Ellie. Ellie Rupprecht with two more. 6:34 to go in the ball game. 73-39. Mustangs with the ball. Long pass down the corner. Three-pointer. Shot is up and short. No good. Rebounded, though, by Caitlin. Puts up the shot and no good. Missed it. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it back up. Here's another shot and no good. Rebounded a fourth time. Puts up the shot. No good. And finally, the Indians come down with it. Well, we had four good looks
four
at it,
shots
too, Mary.
And another
we
run really out, did. Though. They're flying number four on the shot. Peyton Gerland, literally when Mount Vernon shoots, they're sending her down the floor, and there's been about three or four three-quarter court passes where she's out ahead of the pack and getting easy shots.
So Gerland would go to the line shooting a one, and she will look for the three-point play. She so far has 8 points. Free throws up and good. We're under the mercy rule now in girls high school basketball by rule, which a 35-point lead. Once you're into the second half, the clock will not stop. Even if the ball goes out of bounds, you can stop the clock on an injury, and you can stop the clock on a timeout.
Now, does it stop on foul?
Well, they stop. My understanding is if it's a shooting foul, then they'll stop the clock, but normally the referees will go over and say, shooting two, let's stop the clock. So it's kind of a, we'll stop it whenever I say to stop it. So at the line, shooting two free throws. First one's up and no good by Jackie Murray. Second free throw for Jackie.
Well, we'll see a couple players have gone out for Pocahontas, a couple starters it looks like. So we'll see if they're done for the game or not.
Jackie's now 2-for-4 at the free throw line. 5:47 to go in the ball game. Under the mercy rule, 76-40. Mustangs trailing. Pocahontas with the lead. Here's a three-pointer. Shot is up and short. No good by Meyer. Rebounded by Caitlin. And Valesky with the ball. Gives it over to Murray. Jackie all the way. Puts it up and it's going to be an offensive foul against Murray. Murray crashing into the boards. I think that might be her fifth foul. Jackie may have fouled out. It is. Jackie will foul out with 2 points, 2-for-4 at the free throw line. And Jackie's a senior. So,
hell, tough way to end, although again,
it is,
you know,
but you're at the state tournament too.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to lose a close one, so I don't know. This may not be quite as painful.
And now a jump ball as Ryan reached in, tied up Brinkman. That'll be an alternate possession. It'll stay with the Indians.
And the clock is running during the dead ball situations.
4:46 to go in the game. Here's another shot inside. And a good play. Faith Meyer got wide open on the inbounds play. Found a good pick and just laid it up.
That's Meyer's 22nd point.
78-40. Mustangs trailing. Top the key. Looks at the three. Shot is up and in and out. No good. Shot was up by Elliott. Rebounded by the Indians. Goes inside once again, and two more.
That's where Ruffers just gets the ball, takes the length of the floor, and then it ends up being a three-on-two and just an easy drop-off pass for a layup.
Here's another shot up, and two more. I believe was that Caitlin? Was that Valesky? I believe so.
Travel there.
Valesky got inside and picked up two more.
And now I think finally all the starters coming out for Pocahontas with an 80-42 lead. But again, there's just under 4 minutes with the running clock. So, you can't necessarily complain. Timeout now, Mount Vernon.
I think Coach Wolof is going to get some players in, too. He's going to talk to his players. This is a 30-second timeout, but I think Coach Wolof wants to talk to his players and get some others in there as well.
He's sending a couple kids to the scorer's table. And just, you want to talk about, finishing strong, keeping the put forth effort, staying as positive as you can. Obviously, tough set of circumstances if you're Mount Vernon being down 38. They played hard, but, there just is a difference, to be honest, in the level of talent between the two teams. Pocahontas, the energy they have, the full court pressure, the ability to attack the basket, but also shoot the three-pointer, has just been too much for Mount Vernon to overcome.
On the floor for the Mustangs, looks like Haley Baker, Delaney Dickus, also on the floor with the ball, number 23, Riley Clark. And down low is Ella Norton, and also number 15, that is Lily Dahlstrom. Shot is up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds. That should stay with the Mustangs, and it does.
Well, this is an opportunity that sometimes you don't get, is to have get down into the 10th and possibly all the way down to the 15th player here in a state tournament game.
And the ball taken out of bounds, but not a good pass. It'll be a turnover against the Mustangs. Back it goes over to the Indians. Clock continues to run. 3:07 to go in the ball game. 80-42. As the Indians do hit their season average of 80 points per game. Indians with the ball. Lots of new players also in as well. Here's a little hook shot. It's an air ball. No good. Rebounded by the Mustangs. Pulled down by Baker. Long pass. Here's a shot up off the glass and in and out. No good. And rebounded by the Indians. Indians want to run. Mustangs get back on defense. They've been playing man-to-man throughout most of the game. Indians with the ball. Here's a long three. Shot is up, in and out, no good. And rebounded, though. Long rebound by the Indians still. Ball will roll out of bounds, but the clock will continue running. Also checking in. And let's see. We're going to have to go to our score sheet here.
A little deeper into the bench here.
Yeah. And let's see. Number 32 checked in. That's Jill Bonamy. Also number 20 is Bailey Bainrub. They have checked in as well. Mustangs with the ball. 2 minutes and counting. Pocahontas will move into the semifinals. Mustangs playing hard. I'd say they made it here to the state tournament, played the top-ranked team in the state in Class 3A. It's going to come up short as they're trailing 80-42. Indians still with the ball. Subs are playing at this time. Here's a two-pointer. And more subs will check in. Let's get some names out there from the Mustangs checking in.
We have number five, Bailey Hauser. Number
43 is checked in. Mackenzie Hartle has checked in. Also number 35, Catherine Opperman. Number 55 is Noelle Ossenkrop. And let's see, Catherine Opperman is also in. And I think, did we get them all? Mackenzie Hartle?
I think we did.
Yep. And on number five, Bailey Hauser. Like you said, Bailey's also in as well. Everybody plays today, and a foul will be called. Going to the line, shooting two, will be Noelle. So Ossenkrop will be at the line. She is a center, sophomore, stands about 5'9", averaging about a point a game. She can get her name in the book here for some points, and missed the first free throw. Second free throw for Noelle. And got it. Noelle Ossenkrop with their first point of the tournament for the sophomore. Back up center. 82-43. Under a minute to go in the ballgame. Indians continuing to shoot threes. Almost banked it in, no good. Rebounded by the Mustangs.
Inside a minute left here, 82-43, Pocahontas lead over Mount Vernon.
Three-pointers up and no good. Shot was put up by Haley Baker. Rebounded by the Indians. Indians still want to run. Puts up the shot. And another foul. And going to the line, shooting two will be number 23. That's Jocelyn Johnson.
Well, you can tell here that they all practice the same thing, because that time off a defensive rebound, Pocahontas out and running and getting the ball up the floor. And again, a contested layup and a foul. But again, the same style of play, pushing the ball up the floor.
Johnson missed the first free throw. She'll get one more. 30 seconds to go in the game. Free throws up and made it. So Johnson gets into the scorebooks for Pocahontas. Final few seconds counting down. Mustangs with the ball. Top the key. Here's McKenzie. Back goes over to Noel. Austin Kropp with the ball. Back over to Bailey. Hauser. Baker. Goes down low. And I believe she stepped out of bounds. McKenzie Hartle had the ball. And that's going to just about wrap it up.
Clock
doesn't
there.
Stop, yeah. 3 seconds. Counting down. And that's a final. Final score, Pocahontas Area defeats Mount Vernon. Final score, 83-43. Let's take one more timeout and we'll wrap things up. You're listening to Girls State Basketball on 106.3 and 107.5. The Gym.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan. And I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID. And the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Final score, 83-43. Mount Vernon falls to top-ranked Pocahontas Area. And we kind of knew once we got into the first quarter, being down 9-0, this is going to be a very difficult game. And the Mustangs had a couple made shots after we got down 9-0, cut that lead down to about 5 points or so. But well, just a talented team that the Mustangs
had. Well,
it
was. This is one of those you sometimes wonder if, you know, you didn't have classes, it'd be fun to see how Pocahontas would fare with, you know, 4A and 3A schools and things from that standpoint, because, you know, they just have a style of play that, you know, you see every now and then that team that is going to play, you know, full court the entire game. They're going to stay in, you know, trapping situations, and they're going to look to push the ball at every opportunity. And again, they have the athletes that can create. They can get to the rim, and if stopped, they kick it out and get some wide open looks from three. And, you know, it's just like we were wondering, you know, how would you stop Pocahontas, and really, you know, Mount Vernon didn't have an answer. And to be blunt, it'll be interesting to see if anyone in the 3A field will have an answer for Pocahontas.
Right, yeah, this is the first game of Class 3A, so we haven't had a chance to see how the other games have went so far. We'll find out throughout this afternoon, including our next game that's coming up a little bit later on this afternoon at Center Point Urbana. We'll be facing Mid Prairie this afternoon, and we'll have that game coming up a little bit later on here on the gym. But, again, you know, the girls played so hard. They really did. They knew they had the matchup was going to be tough. But, really, let's give some credit also to a team as a whole. But Caitlin Valesky had an exceptional game. 22 points is what I had for Caitlin. Scored in all four quarters. Took advantage. She was having just an excellent game down low. Found a weakness against Pocahontas area and capitalized with 22 points.
Well, she did. They did a nice job of finding her, and she did a nice job of finishing. You know, for a while, she was kind of about the only thread. We talked about the first half where if you took her out, they were 3-for-19, yep, you know, from the field. Yep. So, you know, that, and obviously that's going to, you're going to struggle with not getting, you know, that second or third player to be able to score and have points. Again, the kids from Mount Vernon, they played hard. They gave it all they had, but, you know, there was just a difference in the level of talent. We talked about when we looked at the heights, you know, Mount Vernon was giving up about two inches at about every spot except the point guard spot. And there, that's probably the first team All-State player, Ruffridge, that averages the 27 points a game. And to be honest, they kind of held her in check for quite a stretch of the game.
Yeah.
But one of the Myers sisters got out and, you know, ended up with, I believe, over 20 points. And then as the second half wore on, Ruffridge got a number of opportunities and ended up getting close to her average.
Let's go ahead and take another break, and then we'll look at the scoring of this afternoon's game, and also we'll look at the schedule as well. So let's go ahead and take one more break, and we'll wrap things up as you're listening to Girls State Basketball on 107.5 and 106.3, The Gym.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertine and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament post-game, Jeff Downing along with Eric Peterson. Final score again, 83-43. Pocahontas area defeats Mount Vernon. And Pocahontas, the Indians, will move into the semifinals with a record of 25-0. Mustangs in their season with a record of 16-9. Let's look at the scoring. First of all, Caitlin Valesky leading the way with 22 points for the Mustangs. 6 points for Ella Norton coming off the bench. In fact, we'll take I'll take one more of those too. Thank you very much. As we actually received a copy of the official stats here. Let's go back here again. All righty. Total points. All right, they got Caitlin for 20 points is what they have. I gave her 22. But the official stat says 20 points for Caitlin. Still an excellent game. Kristen Elliott had 6 points for Jackie Murray, 4 points for Libby Ryan, Haley Corkin with 2 points. 2 points also for Catherine Yeoman, and 6 points for Ella Norton, and 1 point for Noelle Ossenkrop. Again, 43 points total for Mount Vernon. And their shooting was 14 of 51, 34% shooting, 1 for 18 on the three-pointers. Just couldn't get the three-pointers to connect. And free throw shooting also 14 out of 23, again, for Mount Vernon. On the other side for the Pocahontas area, for the Indians, leading score, 24 points, Ellie Refridge, 22 points, Faith Meyer, 9 points for Peyton Gerlid, 13 for Grace Meyer, 2 points for Autumn Rodig, 8 for Ashlyn Whitehour, 2 for Daniel Newman, 1 point for Jocelyn Johnson, and 2 points for Janie Brinkman. And 83 points are their total. Free throw shooting, field goal shooting, first of all, 27 out of 61. That's a 51%. And also 8 of 30 at the three-point land. And free throws, 21 of 27. And going by quarter scoring, 25, 28, 18, and 12 for Pocahontas area. And for the Mustangs, 13, 15, 9, and 6. Only scoring 15 points in the second half really made things difficult for the Mustangs. Again, final score, 83 to 43. Mustangs, still an excellent season. Can claim a trophy into the cabinet back at school, saying we were at the state tournament.
State participation. And, you know, again, just looking at the final stats, you mentioned Mount Vernon was 14 for 51 from the field. So, again, only 28%. But, boy, we talked again, if you take out Kaitlyn Valesky, you know, she was 9 for 14. So that meant everybody else was 5 for 37.
Just struggled.
So, again, you're shooting, you know, less than 15% from the field with the rest of the team. And, you know, obviously that's just not going to get it done. But like I say, you give credit to the kids. You know, it's an incredible experience, that sub-state or regional final game to get to state. When you win that, there's a, you know, one of some of the best celebrations are getting to the state tournament.
You get a day out of school, too, don't you?
You want to win, you know, because, again, then you get to be down for most of the week and things, and it can be a little anticlimactic if you only get here for one game, and then you have to basically still go back home until the finals, and then obviously they introduce teams at in the finals and things, but it's nice to play multiple games at the state tournament. But, you know, again, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It's a memory that will stay with you forever, and those Mount Vernon girls had the chance to experience that.
Absolutely. Let's look at the head and what's going on for the rest of this afternoon. The next game that's coming up right in front of us is Cherokee versus Osage, and that game is scheduled at 1:30. Our next broadcast is coming up in just a couple hours. Center Point Urbana will face Mid Prairie, and tip-off at 3:15. We'll have coverage starting, probably start just right at 3 o'clock, if not just a minute or two after 3 o'clock. And we'll have that game coming up again this afternoon.
One last thing to remember, too, Mount Vernon, we mentioned what a young team they were. Again, they only had one starter or senior in the starting lineup. So, again, we mentioned they were going to have a nice nucleus returning for next year.
Yep.
And so, again, hopefully a lot of good basketball ahead for Mount Vernon.
Reminder also, our next game with Center Point Urbana and Mid Prairie will be on our 107.5 only. Again, that's scheduled at 3:15. We'll be on the air probably just after 3 o'clock here on the gym. And also, more coverage will continue on tomorrow as well. Marion will face Harlan. Game time at 11:45. And also, that is in 4A and 5A also tomorrow. Linmar will face Indianola at 1:30. Let's take a break. Maybe get something to eat.
We'll
Eric,
we got another warm game. Warm our feet up a little bit, being on top of the ice here at the well here, and get ready for the next game after this.
All righty. So once again, final score, 83-43. Mount Vernon on the short end tonight, this afternoon, as they lose to top-ranked Pocahontas area. And the Mustangs end their season here at the state tournament with a record of 16-9. Our next broadcast, again, coming up later on this afternoon, will be on the air at about 3 o'clock. And Center Point Urbana will face Mid Prairie. Tip-off is scheduled at 3:15. For Eric Peterson, I'm Jeff Downing. Thanks for listening. And again, thanks to our sponsors. Thanks also to Scott and also Alex back in the studio for engineering this afternoon's games. And also thanks for tuning in as well. We'll talk to you in a couple hours as we continue our coverage here at the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on 107.5 and 106.3, The Gym.